This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And if you feel like today when you're at the office, man, this is taking forever. Did you see what Cory Booker did? My goodness. He went the longest filibuster in the history of the Senate, going 25 hours
five minutes.
Yes. My kids were kind of fascinated by it yesterday. I was showing it to them and they kept saying, so you mean at 3 o'clock in the morning he was talking? Yep. But he said that he was, there was nothing to that they were blocking really, but he was just, you know, talking against Trump and went for 25 hours and 5 minutes, which is pretty impressive. No bathroom breaks are allowed during that time. And I believe the only food you can have is maybe if you have like a little, like an M&M or something like that. You can't like get.
So they didn't let him go. I thought he could go to the bathroom when the other people were
you can't
asking
leave.
Him a question.
You cannot leave. That's part of the trick of it. And he had a chair, but he had it taken away early on because it was probably too tempting to sit. So he just kind of blew through that, which is pretty amazing. Also, he beat the record of Strom Thurmond, who was filibustering for 24 hours against the Civil Rights Act.
The one of
1957.
Which I didn't even know there was one in 1957.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting about it. So he did that for 25 hours. What impact it'll have, really, who knows, if it's going to end up making a difference or not. But Kitty, I saw that there was a guy in the UK who ran on a treadmill for 24 hours straight, which is pretty impressive too. However, there were a couple things. One, that guy got bathroom breaks. And number two, he was doing it to raise money and he ended up raising $4,000. I mean, it's great to raise money, but like after all that time.
That doesn't seem like very much. And
I know.
He probably doesn't even get to keep it. It's for charity, right?
Right, exactly. So both interesting feats.
Yeah.
Will either have an impact.
There's a great episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay.
It's one of the flashback episodes when he flashes back to when he was a radio DJ in Danville, Illinois. And he was trying to broadcast for like hours and hours. I don't remember how many. But he just started getting delirious and crying because there was a little kitty cat stuck in a tree. And I mean, I'm glad that didn't happen to Cory Booker.
Yes.
But
no, he seemed to hold it together. And now when we do our request-a-thons that are only 12 hours, I feel pretty wimpy now, don't you? And we don't even talk the whole time.
No, we play songs and stuff.
Maybe I wonder if he could have done that too or started singing. Maybe next time.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.